The Strange Marriage. Chapter 3196. Serenity said to Zachary, "Let's wait until Abby arrives before ordering."
"Yes.
You can make arrangements. Zachary doesn't care." Abby was the wife chosen by Grandma for Evan. If nothing unexpected happened, she would become her future sister-in-law. There was nothing wrong with meeting her in advance. She just didn't know who Evan would choose in the end. That was Evan's business. Evan had to deal with it on his own. Serenity instructed Sunny to wash his hands first. Zachary sat down on the sofa. Evan was waiting at the room's door, wondering who else Serenity had invited to dinner. He sent messages to Elian, but Elian didn't reply to him. "D**MNIT, I heard that I got into trouble, but you didn't even reply to the message. Are you afraid that I will drag you into trouble or that I will implicate you?" Evan scolded Elian in a low voice. Soon, he heard the footsteps of high heels, which sounded familiar to him. "Seems to be." Evan thought for a while and then remembered. The footsteps sounded like Abby's. It couldn't be her, right? Abby was far away in High Ribbity, and she didn't know Serenity. How could Serenity invite Abby to dinner? Evan must have heard wrong. Or maybe that person's footsteps were very similar to Abby's. Evan suspected that he had heard wrongly, but Abby's figure appeared in his sight, and he could no longer deceive himself. That was Abby. He heard it right. Evan looked at Abby blankly. Looking at Abby getting closer and closer, he suddenly seemed to have enlightened himself and figured it out. No wonder Serenity said Evan did something wrong. Zachary said again that he had disgraced the York family. Abby must have gone to Serenity to file a complaint against him, right? Why did this woman come to Wiltspoon? She came without saying a word, leaving him completely unprepared. "Evangelist." When Evan came to his senses, Abby was already standing in front of him. "Miss Du, long time, no see." After Evan collected his thoughts, he greeted Abby calmly and politely.
"Long time, no see."
Abby had something to say. Evan smiled warmly and said, "Miss Du, when did you come to Wiltspoon? Why didn't you tell me that you were coming to Wiltspoon, so that I could pick you up at the airport and do my best to help you with my duties as a landlord?" Abby retorted, "If you don't answer my calls or reply to my messages, you might have put me on the blacklist. What should I tell you? Seriously, can I visit Wiltspoon? Perhaps Fourth Young Master York will stop me on my way." Evan was criticized by Abby, but his expression remained unchanged, and he said with a smile, "Miss Du, you're joking, how could I do such a thing? It's not like I didn't answer your call. When I returned to Wiltspoon, the mobile phone number I used was different from the one in High Ribbity. That mobile phone was left in High Ribbity, and I didn't take it back to Wiltspoon, so I didn't know you contacted me." Evan was telling lies with open eyes. It was true that he used another number in High Ribbity, but he also had that mobile phone with him. Abby had sent so many messages, and Evan read them but did not reply. When Abby called, he let his phone ring and didn't answer it. Chapter 3197. Abby stared at Evan steadily, trying to find guilt in his face. Evan was there, very calm and without any guilt. After looking at him for a moment, Abby said, "Really? No wonder you didn't answer my phone calls and didn't reply to my messages. It's just that you didn't bring your mobile phone with you. It's been more than 10 days, and the battery of your mobile phone has. It can also still be opened. I wonder what brand your mobile phone is, but the battery is so durable." Evan's expression remained unchanged as he replied, "Before I left, I connected the charger to the phone, so the phone always maintained sufficient power." Abby knew that Evan was quibbling, but she didn't ask any further. He was deliberately quibbling, and no matter how many questions she asked, he would always have something to say. Evan smiled and asked, "Miss Du, my sister-in-law asked me to wait for the distinguished guest here. Could it be you? When do you meet my sister-in-law?" Abby asked him, "Can't it be me? That's a private matter between Miss Hunt and me. What has it to do with you?" Evan said, I haven't seen you for a while, and you have become sharp-tongued. Abby exclaimed with two chuckles, I haven't seen you in quite some time, you remain so shameless. Evan touched his face and asked, is there any? Immediately, Evan turned away and made a greeting to Abby. With a smile on his face, he said, Miss Du, please, my elder brother and sister-in-law are waiting for you inside. Abby looked at him deeply and then walked past him. Evan followed her, and when he was almost at the door, he took two steps forward, helped Abby open the door, and then led Abby inside. Evan said, Brother, sister-in-law, Miss Du is here. Zachary sat still on the sofa. Serenity led Sunny out of the bathroom. In just a short time, Evan had already received someone. Serenity's eyes instinctively fell on the two people, and the expressions on their faces couldn't be more natural. She knew they were all people who could act. She smiled and stepped forward. Miss Du, you are here. Liberty also taught Sunny how to call people. Sunny politely called Sister Du. She taught Sunny the distinction between those who were married and those who were not, sisters and aunts. Abby didn't know Sunny's identity. She bent down slightly, touched Sunny's head, and praised, My little boy is so good. Sister Du, you're so beautiful. Abby raised her head, smiled, and pinched his tiny face before remarking to Serenity, this child has such a sweet mouth. He feels like he's been drinking honey all day long. His mouth is so sweet that everyone loves him. Serenity looked a little helpless, but her expression was full of doting. She was the one who doted on Sunny the most. Miss Du, Sunny is my nephew and my sister's son. Serenity clarified the situation but neglected to mention that Miss Du was new to Wiltspoon and was unaware of Sunny's identity. Abby suddenly realized, smiled, and said, Miss Hunt, I thought he was your son. Serenity touched her stomach and said, Mine is still in my belly. At this point, Zachary stood up and walked over. Chapter 3198 Serenity naturally introduced Zachary to Abby. Young Master York, I have admired your name for a long time. Abby gave Zachary a polite greeting and extended her palm to shake. For Evan's sake, Zachary symbolically shook hands with Abby. The couple first welcomed Abby to sit down on the sofa. Evan sat beside Zachary. To conceal his inner thoughts, he hugged Sunny and let him sit on his lap. He would play with Sunny on occasion. From the corner of his eye, he would fall on Abby from time to time. After sitting for a while, Zachary informed the butler to come in, and everyone sat at the dining table. Serenity took the menu from the butler, handed it to Abby, and said warmly, Miss Du, please order. Just order whatever you like. The food in our hotel is still very good. Abby did not take the menu. She smiled and said, Miss Hunt, you can just order. I'm not picky about food. I now reside at the Wiltspoon Hotel. I have also eaten at the restaurant here. The food is very delicious, with various cuisines. The dishes are all very authentic. Wiltspoon Hotel received guests from all over the country every day, including foreigners. The restaurant had dishes from all major cuisines. No matter where they were from, they could eat authentic hometown dishes here. Then, I'll order it. Serenity dined here with Zachary every day, and there was no need to look at the menu to order. Knowing that Abby was from High Ribbity and that people there liked spicy food, she ordered a few spicy dishes. People in Wiltspoon didn't like spicy food, so she also took care of her family and ordered a few non-spicy dishes. Serenity asked, Miss Du, do you drink? Abby smiled and said, Miss Hunt, if you can have a drink with me, you can ask for two bottles of wine. You're pregnant now, so you shouldn't be able to drink. Serenity said, It's okay to let Evan have a drink with you. I need to wait until next year after unloading the goods before I can drink. Abby glanced at Evan and said, Mr. York doesn't dare drink with me. He's afraid that he won't be able to run fast if he gets drunk. Evan, Miss Du is joking, why should I run away? I don't get drunk that easily. I have a good drinking capacity. Abby said, I thought Mr. York felt guilty when he saw me and wanted to run away. Evan, Miss Du, you're not a savage B*ST, and you don't eat people, so what should I be afraid of? I have never done anything sorry to you, and I don't feel guilty. Abby immediately apologized to Serenity and said, Miss Hunt, let me change positions. Serenity, Miss Du, please help yourself. Abby stood up and sat next to Evan. Evan. He felt that his nerves were tense. Well, he admitted that he actually felt guilty. He was quite afraid of getting along with Abby. He felt guilty because he often treated Abby like a monkey and felt sorry for her. Mr. York, it seems like your hair is standing on end. Abby approached Evan with a smile, her beautiful eyes twinkling, teasing him. Evan touched his hair and said, My hair is too short, and it sticks up. Abby, oh, really, why do I think you're so nervous? Evan, I'm not nervous. Why am I nervous? Abby looked at Evan with a half smile but not a smile for a long time and then said to Serenity, Miss Hunt, please order 2 bottles of strong liquor. I'll toast Mr. York a few drinks later and try to compete with Mr. York in terms of drinking capacity. Let's see who gets drunk first. Evan said, Miss Du, you're a girl, and you're alone. It is best to drink less. Mr. York, I believe you will take good care of me when I'm drunk and won't let anyone take advantage of me. Besides, the Wiltspoon Hotel is one of the safest hotels in Wiltspoon. I don't believe you, but I believe in the York family, I believe in the Wiltspoon Hotel, and I believe in young Master York and Miss Hunt. Evan. Chapter 3199 Serenity pretended not to see the two people fighting secretly. She smiled and said, In that case, I'll order 2 bottles of good wine. I can't drink. For the healthy growth of my baby, Zachary rarely drinks anymore. Miss Du, we can only let Evan accompany you for 2 drinks. Evan, you have to have a drink with Miss Du later. You two can drink as much as you want. You don't have to worry about getting drunk. With me and your brother here, you don't have to worry about anything. She also winked at Abby. Abby quietly returned her okay gesture, and Serenity was relieved that Abby's drinking capacity would not be bad. She remembered that Abby wanted to ask Evan what he wanted, and she worried that Abby was drunk. Since Abby said it was okay, she didn't care. When the good wine and food were served, Abby personally poured a glass of wine for Evan. Mr. York, come and have a drink with me. Evan did not clink glasses with her. Instead, he took her glass and put it on the table. He said to her, Miss Du, if you drink on an empty stomach, you will get drunk easily. This wine is potent, and you will feel very strong when you drink it. It tastes good, but it has strong stamina and can make you drunk without even realizing it. Eat some food first, drink a bowl of soup, and then drink slowly. With that said, Evan served Abby a bowl of soup. Have a bowl of soup first. Abby didn't like soup, and she rarely drank soup at home, but Evan served it to her, so she gave Evan a face. She thanked Evan, picked up the spoon, and began to drink the soup. After taking 2 sips of the soup, she said to Serenity, Miss Hunt, this soup tastes really good. I rarely consume soup. This soup tastes good. Miss Du thinks it tastes good. Drink more. We are accustomed to starting our meals with soup. Eating habits can't be changed. Abby was not from Wiltspoon, so her eating habits were naturally different from those in Wiltspoon. People who don't like soup will praise it as delicious, which means it is really delicious. Miss Du, how old are you this year? After Serenity filled half a bowl of soup for Sunny, she asked Abby's age. Miss Hunt, you and I were in the same year. My birthday is at the end of the year, so I'm a few months younger than you. Serenity, then you should call me sister from now on, and don't call me Miss Hunt. You and I are also destined to meet each other, and I feel like I regret meeting you too late. Abby smiled and said, Okay, then I will call you Sister Saren from now on. Additionally, please refrain from referring to me as Miss Du. You can call me Abby. Evan looked at Zachary. Zachary only focused on picking up food for Serenity and Sunny, not looking at him or caring about what the two women were talking about. Evan was quite helpless. Zachary was a maniac who doted on his wife. He doted on his wife to the sky and obeyed her in everything. Fortunately, Serenity did not take pride in her favoritism. After Serenity and Abby chatted for a few minutes, they returned the home court to Evan. She focused on eating and quietly urged Sunny to eat quickly. While Zachary was taking care of his beloved wife and Sunny, he didn't forget to fill his stomach. The three of them were eating and drinking very quickly, as if they were competing. Evan felt that he had only eaten a few chopsticks of vegetables. He had just finished half a bowl of soup when Zachary and Serenity had already put down their bowls and chopsticks, saying they were full. "Evan, I want to go downstairs for a walk and eat. Your elder brother will accompany me. On my behalf, you can entertain Miss Du. You eat and drink slowly. We will come back later." If Abby was drunk, Evan would be in charge of sending her back to her room. Even though he was not drunk, he wanted to have a good chat with the two of them. Inviting Evan over for dinner was arranged for Abby so that Abby could have the opportunity to ask Evan's attitude in person. Chapter 3200 Serenity said, "Abby, eat slowly. We, the husband and wife, have to go downstairs for a walk first." Abby said, "Sister Saren, you're full so quickly." Serenity smiled and said, "My husband and I both eat very quickly. We are usually busy with work and race against time to eat, so we developed this speed." Abby smiled and understood. Serenity held Sunny's hand, hinting at her husband to follow, and the three of them slipped out of the presidential suite first, thoughtfully closing the door for the two of them. Zachary also told the bodyguards to go have dinner, there was no need to guard here. Both Evan and Abby understood that Serenity deliberately created opportunities for them to be alone. When there were only two people in the room, Abby picked up her glass of wine and tasted it elegantly, but her eyes fell on Evan. Evan sighed secretly. "What should come will come." He asked Abby, "Miss Du, do you want to tell me something?" Abby didn't speak, she just drank in silence and stared silently at Evan. Evan was very good looking. She heard that all the boys in the York family were very good looking. She met his eldest cousin, Zachary. Zachary was also very handsome. However, he looked serious and a bit cold. Except for when he merely said hello, he glanced at her, and then his gaze never returned. Zachary only had eyes for Serenity, which confirmed the legend that he doted on his wife to the point of madness and only loved Serenity. He also had a great aura, which Evan couldn't match. Evan seemed much gentler. In front of Zachary, Evan still seemed a bit naive and immature. Without Zachary present, Evan's excellence became apparent. At least he was the most outstanding young man she had ever seen. When he was kind to her, it was easy for her to sink. When he ignored her, she was so angry that she wanted to beat him up. What did she think she was? Would it come when she calls it or go when she waves it? When he thought of her, Evan would tease her, then leave her and run away. That's not how monkeys play. Evan quietly changed positions. "Mr. York, why did you move your position?" Abby spoke, and she asked Evan sarcastically. Without waiting for Evan's reply, she said, "Are you afraid that I'll throw a glass of wine at you?" Evan smiled sarcastically and said, "Miss Du, your look tells me that you really want to throw a glass of wine over me, then swing your fist and beat me until my face is black and my nose is swollen. Mr. York, why do you have such thoughts? Do you feel sorry for me?" Abby stopped drinking. She swung the wine glass, watching the wine draw a beautiful arc in the glass, and looked at Evan with a playful look. "Evan, Miss Du, I haven't done anything to feel sorry for you." His tone was not positive enough. He still felt guilty. Abby suddenly put the wine glass down heavily. The movement was too big and scared Evan. Evan was ready to escape, and he watched her movements closely. Abby stood up, raised her fingers towards Evan, and said, "Mr. York, you're sitting far away. It's hard for me to talk to you. Please get up and lean over so that I can talk to you more easily. Miss Du, I have very good hearing. I can hear you talking like this. Evan sat still. The stool under his butt seemed to be filled with glue, making it impossible for him to move even if he wanted to. Abby immediately pulled out the chair and stepped to Evan's side in a few steps. Evan, he bounces up and runs away now, is it still too late?